Happy schedule release day, Bengals fans. We finally know when and where the Bengals will be suiting up this fall. Marissa Contepelli, Dan Horde, Dave Lappin with you on hand to break it all down. But before we get too much into the analysis, let's go ahead and take a quick look at the Bengals 2018 season schedule. As you can see, they will open up the season on the road at Indianapolis. The home opener for the first time is going to be Thursday night right here at Paul Brown Stadium against Baltimore. Three of the four on the road to start and end the season. But when you look in the middle right there, a nice home slate. Six of eight games will be played at Paul Brown Stadium. So early on, guys, just your first initial reactions when you look at the schedule.
Well, the first thing, playing Andrew Luck, if he does play in the opener, is the time to play him. Mm-hmm. The Indianapolis Colts are going to be a much better team in the second half of the season than they will in the first half of the season, because Andrew Luck has a lot of rust and dust to knock off, and I don't think one training camp with minimal exposure in the preseason is going to cut the mustard there. But as a former player, I love playing at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Your body gets used to it, biomechanically, all that sort of thing. But the other side of me, they only thought enough of us to put us on national TV once. So you have motivation there, no question about it. And I think that's going to be a big factor in the early stages of the season.
I'm shocked by the opener. This is the 51st season of Bengals history. They have never opened the season against the same team that they ended the preseason against. They almost always end the preseason against the Colts. That's the case this year. Then they will play the Colts in the season opener. Back in your playing days, Lap, your first two seasons, one year you ended the preseason against the team you faced in week two, another season, the next to last preseason game was against the team you faced in week one, so that was close.
Yeah.
But this has never happened before in team history.
It hasn't, but as we know, that fourth preseason game, there's guys that are going to be on the street for the opener of the regular season. There's very few starters play in that last preseason game. So it'll be, you know, guys trying to make the final roster spots and all that. I'm not sure that either team starts any of their starters in that final preseason game. I think it's going to be, you know, almost like an inter-squad scrimmage to finish the preseason and then not show anything. I mean, it'll be vanilla. They won't be showing any kind of sophistication from a philosophical standpoint or scheme standpoint, and then they'll open the season.
Two of the other away games to start the season, you're at Carolina and at Atlanta. Just how tough of a draw is that to have early on?
Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, you know, this is a quarterback-driven league, and to face those two quarterbacks on the road in hostile environments, you know, they give you different kind of problems. Cam Newton is a dual-threat guy. I mean, he's bigger than everybody except the defensive tackles on the defensive side of the football. And Matt Ryan is one of the better, more accurate passers in the National Football League. So back-to-back on the road against those two teams from the same division, that NFC South, it's a challenge.
Yeah, both playoff teams a year ago, Carolina won 11, right. Atlanta won 10. Later in the year, you faced the Saints at home. They were the first-place team in that division. So it just happens to be a year where facing everybody in the NFC South is tough. Fortunately for the Bengals, everybody in the AFC North also has to face those four teams.
You mentioned the AFC North closing the seasons against the Cleveland Browns and Pittsburgh Steelers on the road. And who knows, those could be very meaningful games late in the season.
Absolutely. And the league does that for a reason. You know, it's try to keep interest for playoffs. And tiebreakers or division records is one of the initial tiebreakers. So they always want teams to finish against division opponents. And the Bengals having two division opponents to finish the season in four of their last eight games are division opponents. So it's going to be a lot of things are going to be determined down the stretch of this football season, no question about it.
My thought on those two games is layering. It's going to be cold in the booth, but especially on the field. December 23rd in Cleveland, December 30th in Pittsburgh.
Right.
Helps a little bit that they're 1 o'clock games unless they get flexed to later, but it is going to be a bitterly cold end to the regular season.
One off the lake, one off the river. Whew! A little wind chill.
Well, there's certainly a lot to look forward to, regardless of what the weather may be come December. Make sure to tune in to Bengals.com throughout the entire week as we continue to bring analysis.